fasting and character building. A month of training. Fasting, Psalm, is one of the five pillars of Islam. Right from dawn till dusk, a man who is strictly on a fast will neither eat as much as one morsel of food nor drink a single drop of water. By submitting to this discipline, that is, by depriving himself of the prime necessities of life, man learns the valuable lesson of fortitude. With no food and drink, he naturally feels hungry and thirsty, and his strength begins to ebb. The entire routine of his life is severely disturbed and his whole system is upset. But out of a high sense of discipline, he braves all the difficulties and discomfort, and remaining alert and never losing heart, he steadfastly discharges his duties. Food and drink may be temptingly placed before him, but despite an overwhelming urge to have both, he will not even touch them. In this way, he prepares himself for a well-regulated and responsible life, doing only what is his duty and refraining from pernicious acts and habits. Having strengthened his character, he continues with his mission in life, no matter how much he may be beset by adversity. God has endowed man with innumerable gifts, but all too often, he takes them for granted without any feelings of gratitude. Countless benefits like the air, the sun, the water, have been showered upon man, the absence of any one of which would cast his delicately balanced system into a living hell. But because he has received these things without any effort on his part, he sets no great value upon them, and hardly ever stops to ponder upon how they came to be his. It is only when fasting temporarily curbs the satisfaction of his desires that his consciousness of the value of these divine gifts is awakened. When, at sunset, after a whole day's hunger, thirst, and the accompanying discomfort and fatigue, a man begins to eat and drink, he becomes fully aware of his utter dependence on God's bounty. He is then filled with the realization that he owes an endless gratitude towards the bountiful Creator. The life of a believer in this world is one of fortitude and forbearance, limited as it is to the enjoyment of whatever is allowed by God and avoidance of whatever is forbidden by Him. The journey on the path of righteousness and truth is beset by difficulties which a believer must staunchly face up to. In the face of provocation, he cannot stoop to take revenge upon his adversaries who have made him the object of their spite and malice. On the contrary, the slights and injuries of this world should leave him undaunted. He should simply be able to take such untoward incidents in his stride so that he may continue unflinchingly to discharge his duties. Whenever his pride has been hurt, or whenever some unpleasantness has left him in a state of agitation, he must guard against adopting a negative attitude, for this is sheer weakness, and must continue to devote his energies in a positive manner to worthy objectives. Nothing, in fact, should stop him, or even slow him down in his progress towards the hereafter. All of the above situations demand enormous fortitude, and without it, no one can travel along the path of Islam. Thus, the annual month-long period of fasting aims to build up the strength of character. Such strength is essential if devout Muslims are to tread the path of righteousness for the rest of the year, avoiding impatience, cruelty, evil acts, and making no attempt to meddle with divine commandments. While in its outward form, fasting means abstinence from food and drink for a given period, in essence, it is training for a whole life of self-denial, inculcating patience, fortitude, and forbearance. In this way, fasting develops character building in a person. The life of a believer in this world is one of fortitude and forbearance, limited as it is to the enjoyment of whatever is allowed by God and avoidance of whatever is forbidden by Him. There is no better gift a father can give his child than good manners.